fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 13th day of April, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we do something that I expect to soon be outlawed in California, maybe Washington State also. We do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect tip today is to visit thrift stores for your needs. I've done this myself quite a bit and found some really great bargains, things for preparedness and household items. Check it out. The ones run by charities are probably the best. Goodwill is typically overpriced. The Salvation Army ones are pretty nice also. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting agreement, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing and selling a complete line of water filters, beginning with the Ready Pure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, which everybody needs, quite frankly, to whole house filters. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
All right.
Getting a lot done on the property. Stepping
yeah, same
up
here. The
preparation
broke. We finally got some real springtime, not the catch-as-catch-can, cold, hot days.
Right.
But there was a headline here at one of my favorite, Roger that, my one of my favorite websites to get the news updates, thelibertydaily.com. Here's a headline. Bill set to Democrat dictator Jay Inslee desk allowing young children, minor children, to have genital mutilation surgery without their parents' knowledge or consent. The only step worse than that would be euthanasia of children without the knowledge of the parents or consent of the parents, which is what they're doing in Canada, I understand. I think the world has gone completely insane. What do you think, Kirk?
Well, I think, you know, as we said last week, I think that, you know, they're trying to move everybody away from the teachings of Christ and, you know, the laws that are written in the Bible. And they, you know, clearly, I mean, parents should have control of their children until they become adults. I mean, in most states, that's 18. I know they've worked, you know, their magic in many ways to make it less and less as time goes on. But I think that it's one of the key tenets, you know, to what we believe here in America, most of us anyway. And, you know, children just aren't capable of making those types of decisions. And quite frankly, I don't really believe that those operations are just anyway. I mean, even at base value, even if people want them. But, you know, listen, people can do what they want to do, you know, with their own body and their own lives. When they create circumstances to make it easy for young people to veer away from the truth, that becomes, in my opinion, very wrong. And you know, the law should stand up and prevent that. But, of course, it's not going to because, you know, they want the decrease in population. They want all this goofy business going on because, you know, it leads to attacks the family, you know, culture the way we understand it. And so it's just one more way, you know, to move their ball further down the field. And we'll have to see, you know, how it pans out. But obviously, you've got very few people making decisions for the many, which is a huge problem, especially when the courts are not in line, you know, with following people's rights and the Constitution, which is what we seem, you know, to be seeing every day now. And it's very, very disturbing. It upsets me greatly. I can't even dwell on it because it just gives me the creepy jeebies.
Well, the headline is the details behind the headline are even worse than the headline itself. It'll become pretty public knowledge among youngsters really quickly that this bill says the following. If the child runs away from home and the state finds out where the child is, if the child wants what's called gender-affirming care, then the state will not advise the parents that the child has been located as in safe custody of the state. They will keep that secret from the parents. The parents will still think the child is runaway without any knowledge of where the child is. And the state will move forward to provide the surgery to this child, mutilating them for life. Well, once again, without the knowledge of the or consent of the parents. As I said a moment ago, other than allowing children to euthanize themselves, to commit suicide without the knowledge or consent of the parents, I don't know how it could be any worse. What do you think, Kirk?
No, I agree completely. I think this is the, you know, just the beginning, you know, of the kind of insanity that we're going to see moving forward.
Absolutely. We had a caller on hold here, Kirk. We got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. The only political leader I've heard make a very blunt speech about how the tranny mania is ruining America, the only political leader I've heard give a speech like that is Putin, Vladimir Putin. I haven't heard any Americans, no American politicians take a stand against it. They just go along with it. And in my opinion, I think the best thing for us to do would be to surrender to Russia and become the United States of Russia, and that would be it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call, Don. It's ironic that the leader of one of the two major communist countries, both of which have been using sub rosa methods for, well, a century to destroy our culture, are now criticizing the things that they've been behind implementing for a century. I find that rather ironic, don't you, Kirk?
Yeah, I think that, you know, moving forward, we just have to be really careful, you know, about what we're exposed to. And I think it's going to become more and more important, as you've always stated, you know, the state that you live in, the county that you live in, these things are going to become important. I saw an article, I think it was yesterday. There's a county in Missouri where I think it was the mayor that stood up along with the sheriff and some other senior politicians in that county saying that they were basically, you know, telling the ATF to take a hike after the ATF requested information on FFL dealers and other data. And they just said, look, we're not going to participate, you know, with any government agency that we deem to be illegal. And did you see that article?
I didn't.
Camden County, maybe? Camden County?
Well, Camden County,
just,
John.
Maybe just west of you?
Yeah. That's about a one-hour drive west of me. It's near, right next to Lake of the Ozarks. Good for them.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
And most likely, they're not the only sheriff. There's 113 sheriffs in Missouri. And the majority of them, except with the exception of about six or so, I know that most of them are elected sheriffs and retain their traditional historic power of a elected sheriff. So we have well over 90 sheriffs in Missouri that would basically have the same feelings towards the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people.
That's good. I found this especially interesting because it was the politicians in the county along with the sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually the politicians that were doing the talking, and I thought that, you know, that gave me some hope.
Well, the only politician.
One piece of bright news.
Right. Well, the main politician would be the prosecuting attorney. But if other elected officials go along with it, it just gives more support to the sheriff and the prosecutor to have a firm, solid stance against improper government intrusion. That's a mm-hmm. good thing.
It was.
And,
yep.
Yes. Missouri is in the middle of the country. I think there's no doubt, we have more states bordering the border of Missouri than any state in the country. It's eight or nine. And we have a very conservative state Senate, state House of Representatives. We've had a conservative governor for decades. Our next governor, I've got to meet him a couple of times. Our current lieutenant governor, we're pretty sure he will be the next governor. We have liberal enclaves in the city of St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, Missouri, some in Springfield, and hardly anywhere else, quite frankly. In my county, Crawford County, the Democrats basically have stopped even filing for office because they know they're going to lose. Why spend the money? Well, seriously, you know.
They
still have hope. They still have hope, but the hope is based on a foundation of sand. You probably know who G. Edward Griffin is, don't you?
Sure.
Okay, his son moved to my state because of my radio show. I just found out. I was at a conference in Indianapolis last summer. I'm always bumping into people that I had no idea they moved to Missouri because of listening to my broadcasts. And it's not just because of the high elevation. It's the whole culture, our political climate we have. It all fits together for a lot of people to be looking to Missouri as a safe haven, a place where they can raise their family without the government wanting to know and control everything they do. We have real estate for sale in my neighborhood, Kirk, if you're interested.
Yeah, it sounds great. I'm pretty entrenched out here. We've got 18 buildings or 19 buildings on the property, and a lot going on. So, we're working hard to get our sawmill back up and running and our kiln and all the rest of it. So,
well, that's good.
I'm kind of set where I am, unless, I absolutely have to leave.
That's a major investment, I can't blame you for wanting to stay there. But for others who don't have 18 buildings on their property, it may be a bit easier. It may be a bit easier to move.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's just a time investment. It's not even really the money, because all of them I pretty much built myself. It's just the time, involved that was invested. It's tough to give up. And we do live in a fairly, liberal area, but thank goodness, it is very agricultural, and many of the farmers, have the same attitude, I'm sure, that I do. It's a challenge. It's not like it would be in Missouri, but it certainly isn't New Jersey or New York, either.
Right.
It's kind of middle of the road, and we're about an hour, outside of the major cities.
Right. Well, that's a nice buffer. That's a real nice buffer.
Not enough, but it's nice.
Right. Well, it's, once your community knows it needs to come together, well, these rural communities, it's a whole different culture. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Kirk, there's other, I'll be talking to Dr. Horowitz about this in more detail, but the country of Switzerland, a country I greatly admire, has now stopped all the COVID vaccines. They just simply stopped them. This is according to Dr. Malone, who most of us know about. Now, the doctor in Switzerland can still do it if they think they need to, on one hand. On the other, the new law in Switzerland makes the doctor that prescribed the vaccine personally responsible for any injuries caused by the vaccine. you know, that's probably going to be the end of the vaccines in Switzerland, don't you think?
I would guess. I mean, if the liability runs that way, then I'm sure it will be.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's whenever the topic of gun control comes up, I frequently like to point out that in every household in Switzerland has a healthy adult male between 18 and 60 years old, which is about half the households. There is a full automatic machine gun with ammunition. And almost the crime in Switzerland is almost non-existent. Sure, they have some crime, but not very much. And there's no school shootings. There's no mass shootings. Everybody seems to get along pretty much. So if we want to have a safe country and have a low crime rate and almost no murders, almost no robberies, every male in the United States between 18 and 60 should have a machine gun, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. You know, back in 92, I think, 91 or 92, we were selling Phoenix Suns officially licensed merchandise on the streets of Phoenix on the outskirts. And everybody there carried a weapon. Everybody. And consequently, there was no fear of burglary. There was no crime. And we were out, you know, in these tents, you know, selling merchandise up until midnight many nights. And it just felt very, very safe. I don't know what it's like now, but I know back then, you know, it was just tremendous. And I think that was my only real personal example of operating in an area where you certainly couldn't do that, you know, in New York and feel good. But there, you know, in the city of Phoenix on the outskirts, it was great. So I agree with you completely.
All right. Well, we move forward with all these issues. We have some fairly high-level people in the United States government, including the president, doing things that are obviously making it World War III much more possible. I don't know if you saw the interview that Tucker Carlson did with President Trump 2 days ago, but the topic of World War III was brought up there, and it's becoming a real and clear and present danger to everybody on the planet, the possibility of World War III taking place. And we hope it doesn't happen on one hand, but hope isn't going to cut it, is it?
No, I think we all have to be prepared, you know, as best we can be, you know, take advantage of a lot of the preparedness technology and products that are out there. You know, it's really great, you know, to have things and not need them, but you don't want to need them and not have them. And I have a great fear that for many people, that's the situation. You know, they keep putting it off instead of taking action. And time is, you know, not there. You know, it's not on our side at this point. There's so many things that can happen and so many ways it can happen. And I think even if there isn't an actual kinetic war, I think we're seeing so many issues, you know, shutdowns, food plants, you know, exploding, you know, dairy farms explode. I mean, a week doesn't go by where there isn't some incident. And these are big losses. I mean, I read an article this morning, 18,000 cattle killed at a dairy explosion. I mean, it just seems like
I saw the headline.
Crazy.
What was the details on that, if you know?
I don't. I mean, I just looked at it, you know, quickly. But the point is that we see these events constantly, you know, over and over again. I think it might have been on Mike's website that I saw it on Natural News. Let me see if I can find it here.
Okay. Well, it was. I think it was on Mike's.
Oh, here's
website.
The drought. Yeah, the Biden regime set to starve conservative Western states of water under new drought rules. 40 million Americans to be affected. You know, I saw 4 days ago the WEF come out with a statement saying that, you know, access to water was not a human right. And that countries need to be curtailing the distribution of, you know, and the allowance of water. And then now you see, you know, Biden step in, you know, here and make a comment. Just crazy, crazy what's going on.
It is. The word insanity gets tossed about way too freely, kind of diluting what the true nature of the word insanity means. But when it's appropriate to use it, it is appropriate, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, definitely veered far away from the constant truth, that's for sure.
Here's our break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of April. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the countertop Ready Pure stainless steel gravity feed water filter, which instead of the very fragile plastic spigot you see on Berkey's, you have a solid metal one that will last for generations. And a very nice 100-hour discount on each piece of equipment. We recommend One Ready Pure countertop for every two adults, one for every three children, plus one more unopened in the box as a very high-quality barter item. Right, Kirk?
That's right. Yeah, and due to the savings that we experienced on a large inventory increase, we're able to offer that unit now with the John Moore discount included at under $300.
Very nice.
So it's a tremendous, tremendous value.
Very nice. If you live in one of those areas downwind from Palestine, Ohio, you really need a whole house filter. Bathing in contaminated water is just as bad long-term as drinking it, isn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, no question. We offer a number of whole house point-of-entry solutions, everything from our full-blown, what we call total home solution, which is the greatest savings down to our brand new Helix Energizer for the whole house, which is very, very affordable. And all of that equipment will serve you very well in your home. So, you know, I was able to find the Fox News article regarding the dairy explosion. 18,000 cattle were killed. And this is on the Texas Panhandle in Dimmitt, Texas, 80 miles outside of Lubbock. Can you imagine 18,000 cattle? That's enough to feed 20,000 families for a year, isn't it?
Right, right. It's a lot of meat. And it's amazing what's going on.
It really is.
I'm sure somebody's done a synopsis of all the food production facilities that have been damaged or destroyed in the past 18 months. But it's a long list and a very scary list, isn't it?
Oh, sure. You know, and most people realize it's not just the loss of the actual commodity. It's the whole infrastructure that gets lost to create it. And all of these people, you know, that work in these factories and these places wind up going elsewhere, you know, for work. Then you can't get them back. Then you don't have the experienced people, you know, to do the work. So it's almost impossible to recreate the production, you know, certainly within any quick time frame. So I feel this is a bellwether situation, you know, where we really just need to step up our prep, you know, all of us, make sure we have at least enough food on hand for several months, if not, you know, at least a year or two. And I realize that's expensive, you know, for many people. And then having, you know, absolutely have to have access to clean drinking water, hopefully without having to go to some checkpoint, you know, to pick it up. And we've got a number of devices to help you do that. The Ready Pure, we've already talked about. Got whole house filtration. We've got our simple pump, which is an emergency manual pump that you can use for your well so that when you no longer have electricity, if that happens, you're able to continue to get water, you know, out of the ground as easily as possible. The interesting thing about the simple pump system is it's designed to pump into direct pressure. So you can pump it into a large pressurized vessel, which is what we do, and then it just carries into the house like it normally does.
Right.
Which is a great advantage.
Absolutely. Well, I got my simple pump ready to go. There's a bit of details that you need to order it, the depth of the well, the depth of the standing water, and so forth to get the correct size for your specific needs, aren't they?
There is, and there's a quick little conversation that we should have with anybody that's interested in finding out about one of those. And you can reach us direct at our office. Our area code 336-525-1015. Again, 336-525-1015. Don't forget to mention the John Moore Radio Show. We have discounts available on the simple pump as well.
All right. Well, we're still in the middle of the worst crime in recorded human history. That would be the release of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. In the Western world, China's not doing it to themselves. Russia isn't doing it to themselves. The poison is really reserved for the Western countries, isn't it?
Well, and we've just seen the beginning of what this is going to do. They're now talking about including, you know, these mRNA. Would you call it a chemical? I don't know that you'd call it a chemical, but the mRNA process into the food, into the. Food that we give to the cows, and you know,
right?
Think of it. I mean, it's going to permeate everything.
The backlash is already developing. The cattlemen are against it. We have a House bill in Missouri at 1169 that would require labeling of any product that has the mRNA in it. Surprising pushback from entities that do surprise me, but. We hope the Missouri legislature will pass that. The governor will sign it. Here's our next break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
Rocket had a beautiful one-room log cabin or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion, as you see on the TV series Yellowstone, or anything in between. The people I'm working with can build you a custom kit to have exactly the dream home that you want. Details at thelibertyman.com. The April sale on Liberated Rocket Heaters is in effect until midnight the 29th of this month, $500 off. The time to get ready for next winter is right now. Once you get that Liberated Rocket Heater in your home, get it installed, get your supply of fuel ready. It could be regular firewood or wood pellets, your choice, either or both. You're ready to go. I like the wood pellets for convenience. I heat my home for $160 a month, and you can also. That's how much the pellets cost, 30 days at $6 per bag. And, of course, energy claims. We'll talk more about those the third hour. We have with us Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And it looks like we got a call here, Kirk. We got Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, both of you. Kirk, have you, maybe y'all talked about, I missed it, that big plastic facility fire in Indiana, Richmond, Indiana? boy, it looks terrible. And it's really dangerous, they're saying.
I haven't seen that. Is that a recent fire?
Yes.
Wow.
I saw it on the Weather Channel, but then I went under Paul Begley lately, and he's from Indiana, so he was talking about it. But I don't know where Richmond is.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of Richmond's close to us. Yeah, there's a lot of chemicals that get. Oh, the Richmond, Virginia is close to us. You're saying this is elsewhere, right? Richmond, Indiana.
Richmond, Indiana, and it was
black.
Man, it was awful looking. I'm thinking, I'll tell him.
a lot of chemicals get released, you know, from plastics burning.
He described the chemicals in it, and it sounds like another East Palestine or whatever that was. You know, I was worried about Rivero. He's in Santa Claus, Indiana. I don't know how many more people from RBN up there, but I wanted to also talk, John, you were talking about this House Bill 1169 about not putting any MR in it. Missouri?
It's a labeling bill is what it is. It doesn't stop anything from being put in anything.
Well, I'm looking into trying to get us one here in Texas if we don't have one already. I had to wait till Easter was over pretty good. But Tennessee has got one going, too. And I think it's under agriculture because I guess they're threatening to put all that kind of graphene oxide in our food. But and in Tennessee, it's two of them. There's a House bill. It's brand new number 0032, and a Senate bill 0088. And it says that it prohibits a manufacturer's sale, delivery of, holding of, offering of, or sale of any food that contains a vaccine or vaccine material unless the food labeling contains a conspicuous notification of the presence of the vaccine or vaccine material. I see it's real thorough in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for them. Good for them.
Yeah, and I think everybody ought to start reporting and try to... I'm working on my senator here in Texas, but I got him when they had to go to another meeting. So I'm going to try again today to get that done here because that's a little more thorough than mRNA, isn't it, in Tennessee?
Well, I have to compare the two side by side, but it sounds like a good bill.
Yeah, okay. I thought I would throw that out there for everybody else because – we got to do it, you know, hold them accountable and so we can sue them. But what we need now is a private FDA to see what's really in it. You know what I mean? Can't trust that food and death. What is it you call them? Food and death.
Right.
Station. Yeah. Okay. Right. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm looking at the article about this dairy operation in cattle. In Dimmitt, Texas, it's only a one-year-old facility with more than 2 million square feet, which would typically a new facility of that size would have all the latest safety things regarding fire and safety and explosive material. A substantial multi-million-dollar investment, obviously. The smoke could be seen from 80 miles away. So
I saw the plume, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they would have in a dairy operation that would be so explosive and so flammable, but obviously something was. I'm sure that the Texas Fire Marshal will be on top of that to find out what in the world happened. In this new dairy facility.
A year old, huh? Wow.
Yeah, only a year old. Yeah. 2,136,973 square feet is a total loss.
I guess a fire suppression system, you know, wouldn't take care of an explosion. I mean, that's probably...
No, it would not.
Unless it started as a fire.
My first thought is a buildup of methane, from the cows inside the structure. Methane, of course, being highly explosive. That's my first thought as an outsider.
Wow. And, you know, wow, so you think maybe the ventilation failed, huh?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, we can Monday morning quarterback here, but that's all we're doing. Got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Tucker Carlson is doing a great job exposing the agenda behind the transgender movement in this country, where the men and women involved think that they have become gods and can change things that obviously can't be changed. A man cannot become a woman. A woman cannot become a man. But mentally ill men can pretend to become a woman. Mentally ill women can pretend to become a man. And that's all it is a pretense, sometimes frequently backed up with hormone therapy and surgery, but doesn't change who they are at the core level, does it?
No, it does not.
The medical profession going along with this is just as bad. We've always had mentally ill people. That's always been the case of all societies all the time. But when the people who are not mentally ill cooperate to perform these horrendous surgeries, to get, especially on children, and give these life-altering chemicals, hormone chemicals, to children also, boys and girls under the age of 18, I think it flies in the face of the oath they take to do no harm, doesn't it?
Sure. I think probably the business mechanics of it, you know, is that many of the health professionals really depend on the big insurance companies and other benefits and things they get, you know, from the government, and you know, taking a real stance against that in any way would negatively affect, you know, their ability to pay their bills. I think that's probably a lot of it. But I think you're right. I think, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, right, says first thing, do no harm. So,
right.
You know, it certainly seems like they're participating in quite a lot of harm, you know, with many of these things, for sure.
What's going on in the state of Washington flies in the face of the basic premise in Western society is that the child is the property of the parents. The parents decide what medical treatment the child does or does not get. For the state to step in there in the place of the parents is unconscionable, don't you think?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's one of the tenets, right, of the communist agenda is that, you know, all the children are owned by the state, not by the people. The people
right.
are insignificant. You know, the state is supreme. So they're following that agenda, you know, very closely. And we're seeing it unfold, I mean, right before our very eyes. I think how many planks in the Communist Manifesto? Is it 10, 12? I can't remember, but
well,
whatever it is, I mean, all but one we've now adopted here in the U.S., from what I understand, from what I read.
Right. Well, there was testimony in Congress about that in the 1950s as to what the goals of the Communist Party were, they've all pretty much been accomplished.
Probably was really the last battle. Again, don't you think? I mean, don't you think that there was a group of constitutionally minded politicians at that time that saw the future of what was coming? They took a stand against it, and they failed. And everything that's happened since then, you know, that we saw in the 60s.
January 10th, 1963, testimony before the U.S. Congress, 45 goals read into the congressional record by Congressman Albert Herlong. There's 45 of these goals, and I'm not going to start reading them here. It would bore people to death, but they're easily found. And I'll just go through the first 10 out of the 45. Capture one or both parties in the United States. Well, that's done.
Check.
Get control of the schools and teachers' associations.
Check.
Soften the curriculum. That's done. Gain control of student newspapers. I don't know if they've done that or not. Infiltrate the press. Well, they've basically taken control of the mass media. Number five, gain control of key positions in radio and TV and motion pictures. Yes, they've done that. Number six, eliminate laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship, violation of free speech in the press. That's been done. Number seven, break down cultural standards of morality by by promoting pornography and obscenity in the media. That's done. Number 8, listen to carefully. Presenting homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. That's basically what we're talking about here with this whole transsexual thing. Number 9, infiltrate churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Mm-hmm. Number 9 is repeated twice, but eliminate prayer, any phase of religious expression in the schools, that it violates separation church and state, which that's something that's not well understood. Let's talk about that a little bit. Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter, and somehow people think that letter is part of the law or part of the Constitution, where he warned about and advocated the separation of church and state. But what the First Amendment does, what it was intended to do, was to allow the 13 colonies, many of which had a state religion, to not have their state religion interfered with by the new federal government. That's what the First Amendment is all about, that the new federal government could not interfere with existing state religions. Rhode Island, for example, was a Baptist state. Maryland, well, you don't have to guess too long there. Maryland, land of Mary, what religion do you think that might have been? And so forth. That's been changed over the decades to people have a different understanding of what the original intent was. So under the original Constitution, my state, Missouri, could have a state religion if we chose to, with no interference by the federal government. That's what the First Amendment means, and that's what it meant. That's what it meant in 1776. And that's what it still means. Not well understood anymore, is it?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you would agree. I mean, it's very, very important to do the research and the backstory on a lot of the arguments that were made, you know, before these amendments and laws were passed, so that you can understand, you know, the context and the history and the frame of reference, you know, as you so well pointed out. Right. And most people just don't do that because maybe it's not discussed in school, or if it is, you know, they throw a certain twist on it, you know, to lead in a certain direction, you know, to kowtow to the education board. And I guess that's what we see now. You know, we see a lot of people that are just misinformed because they don't understand, you know, the foundation of what was done and why it was done. And that's why it's so important for them to eradicate history, burn down statues, you know, control the books that students have access to, because in doing all of that, they can create their own version of history. And after a generation or two, it just becomes fact, you know, in most people's mind. That's why the reading is so important, and the studying is so important. And most people just don't do it, or they don't have the time to do it. I mean, how many jobs now does the average family have to work in order to stay afloat with the mortgage and the bills and the expenses and the health and blah, blah, blah? I mean, everybody out there now is pretty much working just to stay afloat. I mean, with a few exceptions. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Well, another part of history is the Civil War. We always have new listeners, so a lot of people don't know this. When Abraham Lincoln died on the 15th day of April, 1865, slavery was still legal in the United States of America. Now, if the Civil War was about slavery, how could it have been legal in the United States of America? How could that be? I hear silence.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's because they've twisted the education system, and most students today believe that it was about slavery.
They do. They do. It wasn't.
That's now, what they taught when I went to school, and I went to school in the 60s and 70s.
Slavery was an issue of the Civil War, but it was not the issue. It was almost a side note. And Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the United States of America. It didn't do it. You read it carefully, you'll see that it doesn't. There were 5 states in the United States of America at that time, during the Civil War, that had open slave markets, men, women, boys, and girls being bought and sold openly and legally in those 5 states, my state of Missouri being one of them. So I don't know how much it happened, but I'm sure there were the sons of slave owners in the United States being drafted to fight the sons of non-slave over, slave owners in the South, barefoot country boys from Arkansas whose parents did not own slaves. That's reality. That's the real history of the Civil War. Erasing a country's history is a critical part of converting them to communism, isn't it?
No doubt. And in no way, I'm sure, do any of us support slavery or think it's a good idea or, you know, stand behind it. That's absolutely not what we're saying. I mean, I think it's a disgusting practice and one that happens in one form or another in much of the world. It's not unique, you know, to early America, that's for sure.
All right, right. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, Stephen. We're back. Kirk, I was reading Wikipedia, which is notorious for misinformation, and I claim that President Lincoln abolished slavery. How about that?
Yeah, that's what we were taught in school.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's an absolute lie. He did not abolish slavery. When he died, slavery was still legal in the United States of America. It took the 14th Amendment to be ratified, and then the states that the United States still had slavery abolished slavery. I don't want to dwell on that too much longer. What information do you want to leave our listeners with this week, sir?
Well, I just think it's so very important, you know, that each and every one of us become prepared as much as possible for the unthinkable, for the unexpected, you know, for things that can happen. And the ability to purify and make healthy, you know, either groundwater or pond water or even swimming pool water is so essential. And that's why we created the ReadyPure unit almost 10 years ago. And we have a finely crafted, high quality, very durable unit. John mentions the solid billet stainless steel spout that comes with that unit. We've got very well-crafted ceramic gravity-fed cartridges, which have an infill media. So they work not only against the biological contaminants, like, you know, viruses, bacteria, spores, and cysts, but also, you know, can cut back quite a bit a lot of the disinfectant compounds and other chemicals that are found in the municipal water. So these units are really ideal. And something that you absolutely want to have at least one of. We like to recommend one unit for every 2 to 3 people. And you can purchase that directly at thelibertymanwater.com. And we've got a great $100 discount for each unit ordered for the John Moore listeners. So check it out.
All right. Well, thank you, Kirk. Well, we appreciate you being with us as always. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Yes, sir. Great job also on Tuesday. I enjoyed all 3 hours.
That round table, something else. Okay. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of
your week. Yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Top of the hour break, we'll be back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to Dr. Horowitz as a man with his brain on fire. I worked behind the scenes with Dr. Horowitz on a couple of different projects to help him and some of the other men I've known and worked with over the years, different legal matters, to help all of them achieve their goals. Lots of things going on behind the scenes. The men and women I'm in touch with privately, we're working diligently to help our republic. That's what we're doing. We're not just entertaining people on talk radio. No, it's way more than that, a lot more than that. And bottom of the third hour, we'll have Tom Berryhill with us. He is the one, the only manufacturer of the energy cleaner. I'll be getting a fresh delivery from Tom to get caught up on back orders from the sale. It was a great sale. And here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.